Carmela scootered along the uneven dirt path, watching men stoop to work with their hands, her birthday bracelets jingling and jangling. The thick greenhouse air smelled of marigolds and overturned earth and fresh manure. Carmela knew exactly what manure was, but she didn't want to think about that. Not today. Today she awoke to candles in her pancakes and her mom saying, "Happy birthday to you," and told her, "Go on, mija, make a wish." But Carmela's wish had already come true. She was finally old enough to go with her big brother. Carmela followed as he cut back onto the street at Freedom Boulevard, past the crowded bus stop and fenced-off repair shop, past the old folks' home where two hunched old women waved smiles, past the huge home improvement store where her dad used to stand around weekend mornings waiting for work. Carmela tried to make small talk with her brother as their metal cart rattled. But her brother didn't make small talk back. He didn't want her tagging along. "Too bad," she told him with her glare. Just outside the laundromat, she picked a lone dandelion growing among the concrete weeds. She pulled a breath and leaned toward the fuzzy white bulb, but just before she could blow, her brother butted in. "Did you even make a wish? You're supposed to make a wish. Everyone knows that." "Of course I made a wish," she told him. But it was a lie. Carmela didn't know. Carmela helped her brother sort colors one-handed, helped him load the washers one item at a time. While their clothes spun, her imagination turned, each new thought ushered in by a jingle of bracelets. Her brother found the sound annoying and shot her a dirty look. "Too bad," she told him with her glare. She jingled her bracelets as she rode up to Miss Maria's vegetable stand, imagining a machine built into her bedroom wall, one that would spit out anything she could think of, but mostly candies.